Well, many say it was the loss they had to have if they are to go on and win the premiership. They had won their last 12 in a row, so it wasn't too bad. I wonder what the atmosphere was like in the dressing room of the Swannies after they led by 23 points and then Hawthorne came back to win by 10 points. Let's get to Ben McGlynn, who did everything possible on Saturday night. G'day, Ben.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, what was the synopsis after the match?
There's a little bit of disappointment in the change rooms. Obviously, Hawthorn are a quality side, so we obviously we can take that out of the game that we come up against. Well, we believe one of the best teams in the conference, put in play to our best of our ability, so we need to address that today and we'll move on.
Yeah, I think the Hawks, outside of yourself, Ben, are the team to beat now.
Yeah, definitely. They've always been, have been for the last few years, and I guess, they've been banking wins without having all their stars in the side. For them to get up there, getting a few blokes back, so it's good that, we come up against a pretty strong side on Saturday night, and, we now know what they can deliver, and we need to bounce back this Friday night against Essendon.
Ben, watching the game, mate, that third quarter hurt you. What happened there? Just momentum, was it?
I think we were just slow out of the box. We weren't working hard enough as a midfield group, and we just weren't moving the ball the way we wanted to and getting it into our forwards. But the second quarter and third quarter at the start of the third were great, but we just couldn't stop the flow when they got the run on in that third and first. And then the first to the last quarter, they just had a bit of momentum, and we just couldn't send the bleeding.
I can only imagine it's a weird feeling because winning breeds winning.
Yeah.
So you just get on this, whether you're counting them or not, Ben, and I think your coach was saying, well, no, we weren't counting how many wins we had in a row. You just turn up and you feel like winners, don't you? So it would have been a weird shock or coming back to earth.
Yeah, look, I think it might be a good thing for the group, and just to, we might have to regroup now. And, as I said, we're just working games off there, but I think as players, our mentality every game is to go in and win and get the 4 points. You don't just rock up and think it's going to happen, especially against a side like Hawthorn. But I just think that, our work rate wasn't there like it had been in previous weeks, and I guess that could be a good thing for us just to get a little bit of a reality check, and you've got to keep working regardless of who you're playing, and you've got to play to your strengths in the four quarters because the competition is so tight that you need to be on your game all the time.
Ben, Buddy tried hard, mate. 3 goals, 5 behinds. Could have been a lot better with a little bit straighter kicking, but it would have hurt him to lose against his old club down there in front of the MCG fans.
Yeah, there was 72,000 there, which is a great turnout. And I think you put that down to being playing against Buddy, and obviously the Jared Ruff is 200, so a big occasion for all the Melbourne supporters and that for the Hawks. But I haven't really spoken to Buddy just yet, but I'm sure he'll be disappointed. And 3-5, I guess, early in the game, he had to kick a few of those goals. He probably would have got us over the line, but we can't just rely on Buddy every week to be doing that. And he's been holding his own for the last few months, which has been great, and we need to support him more. And I'm sure he'd be disappointed, but also knowing that, if he turns out to 5-3, then it's possible we win the game.
Yeah.
Ben, there was a goal you kicked in the third term. There was a little bit of confusion afterwards.
Yeah,
what went on there?
I was to kick the goal, and then I was turned around, and I could hear Gibson protesting that he touched it. So I was turned, and my hand action looked like I was signalling that I was agreeing with him, but I was actually indicating that it wasn't touched.
Yeah, right.
They obviously got it right in the end, and the score review showed that, but it was a bit of a confusion there for a while.
Ben, can you... I know it's not your team, maybe not your place to comment, but just wondering, in the world of rugby league, we probably know what that incident will get, but we don't know about the world of AFL, and I'm talking about West Coast Dean Cox when he was floored by that stiff arm by Tyron Vickery. Like, how harshly will they look upon that, mate? Is that 4 or is that 10 weeks?
Look, I'm not too sure. We're obviously not allowed to comment too much on it, but it's, you know, you don't like to see that in the game at all. And you know, it's a clear, round arm, and I guess hopefully the AFL will restrict on it, because we don't like to see that, and we don't want kids to be watching that on the TV and thinking that's acceptable.
No, it was pretty ordinary. What doesn't matter what sporting field it was on. I thought it was just a swinging stiff arm, and I think Dean Cox is okay, which is good, and I think Vickery has now apologised for it, which is even better. Ben, good mate, regroup. It's only one. It'll make you a better team. That's the philosophy. That's what coaches say, isn't it?
Yeah, no, we need to regroup. We've got a short break, so we've got Essendon on Friday night. I'm looking forward to, well, I know the ball boys are looking forward to getting out there and getting into Essendon, but yeah, we definitely need to regroup, and we'll review the game today and move on.
Good on you, Ben. Thanks for your time, mate.
No worries. Thanks very much.